Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, a daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I will discuss what is the turmoil brewing in BJP's Uttarakhand unit. Concerned over a spate of protests over the Ankita Bhandari murder case and the alleged recruitment scams in Uttarakhand, the BJP central leadership has stepped in to put the house in order and is likely to make changes in the Pushkar Singh Dhami government as well as the state unit. Merely a day after Dhami returned to Dehradun from his two-day visit to Delhi, where he held meetings with senior leaders, BJP General Secretary Organization, B.L. Santosh reached Dehradun Friday to take stock of the situation in the state. This was Dhami's second visit to Delhi within a span of 8 days. The top leadership is concerned over the way things have unfolded in Uttarakhand, barely months after the BJP government retained power in March. The top brass not only summoned Dhami, but the Uttarakhand unit president Mahendra Bhatt, senior minister Dhan Singh Rawat, Trivendra Singh Rawat, Satpal Maharaj, Ritu Khanduri had also met the central leaders. Soon after he returned to the state, Dhami flew to meet Ankita Bhandari's parents Friday and assured them all the help from the government. According to a senior BJP leader speaking to the Print, he said Santosh held several closed-door meetings with BJP leaders and ministers and also took feedback from them about the functioning of the Dhami government as well as the state unit. Officially, the party maintained that Santosh was in Dehradun to participate in a function of the BJP Kisan Morcha. Besides meeting BJP's fourth state general secretary, Santosh sat down with Dhami's cabinet ministers Ganesh Joshi, Dhan Singh Rawat and Subodh Uniyal. Barring closed-door deliberations with general secretaries, Santosh met the ministers with other BJP office bearers including party spokespersons. According to senior BJP leaders, Santosh sought feedback on the extent of impact that the Ankita Bhandari murder, the alleged irregularities in assembly appointments and recruitment scams can have on the Dhami government and the BJP in the run-up to the 2024 general elections. Party leaders said, apart from deliberation on strengthening the organization at booth level in assembly constituencies, where the BJP lost repeatedly, Santosh also took feedback on the six-month performance of the Dhami government. Sources told the Print that the feedback by Santosh will now be shared with the central leadership and a decision will be taken whether to carry out a cabinet expansion or a reshuffle. Speaking to the Print, a senior BJP leader said there are likely to be major surprises as far as changes in the cabinet are concerned. Some new faces will be accommodated and this will help bolster the image of the government that took a beating after the Ankita murder case, the leader said. It is learned that Santosh took feedback on the functioning of the Dhami government as well as the state unit. Speaking to the Print, another leader said that Santosh took a six-monthly report of the government functioning and he also took feedback from senior officials on many important issues in which UKSSSC paper leak case, assembly recruitment scam and Ankita murder case are important. He further said these issues will play an important role in preparing the nature of the government and organization in the coming days. Friends and family connections of political leaders are alleged to have cornered at least 72 ad hoc jobs in the Uttarakhand Assembly. Later, more than 200 recruitments were cancelled by Speaker Ritu Khanduri. In the Uttarakhand Subordinate Service Selection Commission, UKSSC scam, questions paper were allegedly leaked to candidates for which money had exchanged hands. Over 35 people have been arrested so far in this case. Party sources said Santosh discussed the strategy for the upcoming party and government programs after taking feedback from the BJP leaders and ministers about the opposition's strategy so far in the Ankita Bhandari case and what all the BJP can do. Another party leader said that BJP would not like to hand over the Ankita issue, especially the emotional connection it has with the state, to the opposition under any circumstances. And for this, the party has already organized tribute meetings across the state. Another BJP leader said that the central leadership was quite concerned over the alleged recruitment scam and how the opposition has been raking the issue. The comments by Cabinet Minister and former Speaker Premchand Agarwal had embarrassed the government and the party when he admitted that nepotism in appointments in the Uttarakhand Assembly were part of the tradition since 2002. Speaking on condition of anonymity, a senior BJP leader said the recruitment scam has become a huge controversy and that the central leadership was upset was amply clear. He further said action has been sought against Development Minister Premchand Agarwal and two others as party leaders and several MLAs want their expulsion, but he said the feedback has been shared, but the central leadership will take a final call. According to BJP leaders, the central leadership was concerned about the sudden demolition of the controversial resort room where Ankita Bhandari lived. Another senior functionary, party functionary said, and I quote, Vanantara resort room where Ankita stayed during her working at the resort was bulldozed by the government on the night of September 22 when the police began searching for the victim in the canal where she was dumped by the accused. The senior leader said there is a protocol for everything and not everyone can become a bulldozer. The murder of 19-year-old Ankita Bhandari, employed by the resort owner Pulkit Arya, the son of Haridwar-based BJP leader and former RSS Pracharak Vinod Arya, had led to widespread protests in Uttarakhand. While BJP state president Mahendra Bhatt has appointed his state executive and frontal bodies, he's yet to finalize district heads. Bhatt told the Prem that the BJP will have its first Haridwar district panchayat president this year as independents are willing to support the party. However, the party is also concerned that independent candidates managed to win 19 seats. Although the BJP won only 14 constituencies in the 44-member Haridwar district panchayat polls, it was party's best ever performance in the past 2 years. Apart from BJP's 14 seats, independent candidate grabbed 19 seats, BSP bagged 6 and the Congress managed to get 4. How exactly this entire issue will be resolved by the BJP is something that we will keep you updated in the coming few days. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode. We'll be right back.